Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
All right, listen up. It's time to talk about it. There is a direct path for the Democratic Party to regain power and shift the way the American political game is played. And it is not enough for us to just win the midterms. Us knocking the Republican Party off of the chessboard in the 2026 midterms is only one step of a longer battle, a longer strategy. Yes, Speaker Mike Johnson is very unpopular. And yes, Donald Trump is right now spiraling down the drain, dragging the Republican Party with him. But that does not automatically mean that the Democratic Party is popular, or that we have the right ideas or the right chess pieces in place to move the board forward. Because right now, we are looking to build a unified coalition that can take dark money out of politics, put a cap on how much billionaires can donate, make sure that there are no secret donations going around, make sure that Congress members can't trade stock, make sure that ICE has to take their masks off, and once we get into power, we will disband them and rebuild a more fair interior enforcement mechanism with actual human dignity and due process. I mean, there is a vision that I will lay out throughout this video of what we can build, but right now, the path to get there necessitates more than just winning in the midterms. Winning in the midterms is a function of Donald Trump and the people around him repeatedly stepping on the rake and betraying the American people in regards to the economy. I mean, Donald Trump ran as a change agent, and he changed the system all right, but he changed it for himself and for Elon Musk and for Howard Lutnick. The people around him have gained and benefited from this new system. The average American, 95% of Americans, have been left in the dust by the Epstein class. And that is what the Democratic Party needs to fix. It doesn't matter if we win the midterms, if it's just a function of the Republican Party being hated, but then we don't have the right players in the Senate, in the House, and eventually running in 2028 to push forward our ultimate agenda. The reality is the Democratic Party has spent the past 10 years unified by our opposition to Trumpism. We have coalesced around our hatred of this authoritarian strain of politics, and rightfully so. Nobody wants Trumpism to continue proliferating, but at the end of the day, we need a more forward-looking vision that can appeal to the average American. We need to build a better world and a better America of our own, and that's what we should talk about throughout this video. So make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed below if you want to help boost this message. And let's just start here. I want you to imagine for 1 second that Democrats take control of Congress in 2026, which looks very likely in the House and increasingly likely in the Senate, but we are still putting up a fight. But just imagine we take back Congress. Not only will it be cathartic to impeach Kristi Noem, impeach Stephen Miller, hold Kash Patel and the likes accountable, but we also need a forward-looking vision. We need to change the system while we have power rather than just sticking it to the opposition party. Something that I think Democrats should immediately do when we take power is overhaul the tax code. Not even by making it more complicated or by taxing people more, but by removing special tax breaks and loopholes that disproportionately benefit the wealthiest of the wealthiest billionaires. I mean, for a quick statistic, we could save $1.8 trillion per year if we ended the 80-plus special tax breaks and loopholes that are allocated towards billionaires. Billionaires then use these loopholes to just make more money. We could send multiple thousands of dollars to every single American. We could revolutionize healthcare. We could help people throughout the country who need it. But rather than doing that, we currently have special tax breaks and loopholes for billionaires. This is something very real and very, very substantive that Democrats could run on, win on, and then enact change on. But the reason why Democrats haven't been doing that is because many Democrats, the majority of them, are still captured by these same billionaire interest groups that do not want these same exact loopholes to be removed, because then it hurts those billionaire donors. Somebody who has been doing a good job subverting this and sticking it to the billionaires, working for the American people, is James Tallarico, a Senate candidate out of Texas that actually has a shot of winning if Ken Paxton wins the Republican seat. James Tallarico is pulling ahead of Ken Paxton, and it is beautiful to see. Just for a few candidates that I like, Juliana Stratton out of Illinois. If you live in Illinois, check out Juliana Stratton. Her platform is great, and I would urge voting for her as a Senate seat. James Tallarico out of Texas, Great platform, very, very winnable. He could genuinely flip a Texas seat blue. Check out this ad that he's playing for the Super Bowl.
Billionaires don't just influence politicians, they own them.
That's why I don't take corporate PAC money.
It's why I fought to cap campaign contributions.
In the Senate, I'll ban billionaires from making unlimited secret donations.
I'll stop members of Congress from trading stocks, and I'll raise taxes on those at the top
to fund tax cuts for the rest of us.
I'm James Tallarico, and I approve this message because our government should work for all of us, not just billionaires.
I really, really like that ad. It is quick, it is succinct, and it shows what we need to be fighting for. And that's the people. For the past few decades in American politics, I mean, since the inception of American politics, but truly, over the past few decades, as the wealth gap has increased, billionaires have increasingly captured the ears of politicians. Interest groups have quite frankly captured both the Democratic and Republican Party in such a way that they push their, you know, niche issue, even if it hurts Americans. And oftentimes, mainly Republicans will end up pushing that issue, even if it hurts Americans. For example, climate change is something that needs to be addressed right now. Democrats are doing a good job at actually addressing this. Credit where credit is due. That is why I lean Democratic. They actually try, they push back, and they care about human dignity, of course. But the Republican Party is so captured by coal and oil interest groups that they have blinded themselves to something that is existential to humanity. You see this with other issues, like AIPAC. You see this even with car manufacturers. An interesting statistic is that many, many states have banned direct-to-buyer car sales. So you have to go through a car dealership, not because it helps the average American, not because it makes it cheaper, but because car dealerships have their own lobby that pours money into politicians, and then politicians pass laws to necessitate car dealerships so car dealerships can make money. Interest groups have captured the ears of our politicians, and we need to change that. Democrats need to be a change agent. And you know, when it comes to 2028 candidates, I'm not even fully like firm on anybody. I currently live and work in Illinois. And something I've been thinking of lately is how interesting it would be for Governor J.B. Pritzker to launch a national campaign where he only funds himself. He doesn't take any money from any billionaire donors, any interest groups, maybe not even any donations at all. He just funds himself with his billions of dollars. He uses that to say, hey, when we get into office, I will not be beholden to AIPAC. I won't be beholden to, I don't know, the dentist lobby, this lobby, that lobby. I will only be beholden to the American people who voted me in. I would love to see a candidate like that that actually means it, because that's kind of what Trump tried to run on in 2016. He was supposed to be the billionaire outsider, but now he is the most corrupt, least popular president in American history. Check this out. A new NPR PBS Marist poll has found that Trump is facing his lowest polling since just after January 6th. His approval rating is 39%, which is still way too high in my book. His disapproval is 56%, and only 26% of Americans strongly approve what he is doing, which has been dropping, dropping, dropping. Trump is pissing off the American people, and we have a real chance to change the system. We have a real chance to change the tide. I promise you, I have seen this ICE occupation breaking through to more of my friends, more of my apolitical friends, than anything else. Between ICE, between Epstein, and between the economy, the Republican Party is cooked. But as I keep saying, that's not enough. We need to change things so people like Elon Musk can't have the influence they currently have. I love you all. I'll see you in the next video, and peace out.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.